Hey, late finishing homework today. No homework, but a lecture that I missed. Not missed technically, because it was only recorded, like it was not a live lecture. But I usually do those lectures the day class is supposed to be, anyways. So I'm just getting to it. Oops. I really, really hate, like, falling behind on lectures. So that's why I usually want to do them the day they're supposed to be. I guess that's why in-person classes are pretty beneficial. You have to do them the day they're happening. I don't know how I feel about going back in-person, though. I think it's still a little unsafe. And I think it should happen to some capacity, and it should definitely be an option, but I think online should also be a very accessible option. I enjoy that a lot of teachers are giving that option of, yeah, if you don't feel safe, if things are preventing you from coming in, then here's an online option, because it's fairly easy to just hit record and allow that, you know, resource to be available to your students. I think transitioning back to in-person would be much, much smoother and would go a lot better if there was all online options for all classes. Like, it doesn't have to be all online, but providing that online option is so important, because just because we're college students doesn't mean that there aren't a lot of college students that have certain, you know, they might be immunocompromised, they might have certain hidden things that, not hidden, but unseen things that put them at a vulnerable place. And what if they're going home to a very vulnerable family member, or they go to work and they see a lot of very vulnerable people, or they, you know, there are so many things, and it's like super disappointing that we're putting a lot of students, a lot of faculty and teachers, or mainly the students, because the teachers kind of make the call. But if a teacher is not giving an online option at all, and they're just making you go in person, it's just like you're putting so many people at a very, very tough spot. And what if someone comes into the classroom with COVID because they don't want to miss a big test or a big quiz or a big discussion because there's not an online version? I think in general, like even in a normal, quote unquote normal year, there should be, you know, recorded lectures so people can actually go back and review the material, so you don't have to spend a ton of time repeating the same things over and over again because someone didn't write it down during the live lecture in time. Doesn't mean they weren't listening or that they weren't there. Maybe they just couldn't get all the information they wanted to get down. I don't know. Anyways, let's see what else I want to talk about. There's so much to talk about. I'm getting a tattoo, a new one, in like a week and a half, hopefully a little sooner. I don't think so, but maybe. I'm getting a spider web. I don't know how I feel about it yet, but I really like the idea of it. I don't know, I like spider webs. I think they're beautiful in real life. You know, they're so intricate and so like just beautiful, and they catch little raindrops, and like I like them a lot. And I also want to get a spider eventually, not right now, and not the time I'm getting the web done. I think that's just so much money and pain and too much time there. So I just want a fairly simple piece, but I really, really do want to eventually get a spider web. Not a spider web, a spider. Because I feel like that really fits, not me, but I really love spiders and how they look and how powerful they are. Like, some of them could kill people. And it's just really hard because you can definitely, but it's really hard to mix and match kind of aesthetics. I don't know if that's the right word for it, but I feel like I can't get any, like no one's stopping me but me, but like I can't get any like cute little, and then someone comes out with a huge piece, like that's just, wait, what was I talking about? Oh. Anyways, I was talking about a spider. Yes, I want to get a spider done eventually. Not yet, though. I was talking about mixing and matching aesthetics. That's what I was talking about. I've not seen that around too much. There are people that definitely have different style tattoos on them and stuff like that, but I feel like if you have one distinct style and you get multiple tattoos in that style, it's really hard to start getting a tattoo in a different style and accumulating those two. Like, they're too separate, especially if they're like way, way different. But yeah, all my friends, or not all, but a lot of my friends have really, really cool tattoos. One of my friends has a sword right on her chest area. I think it's called sternum. It's like in between and like in the middle of her chest and like kind of down her stomach. Not too far, but like it's there. Or actually, I don't know if it goes down that far. But I am so shocked that she got that as her first tattoo. And she didn't tell anyone either. Like, we just kind of found out. But it was super cool. And like, it was 70. But, yeah. And I really like wording tattoos. Like, I think they're really, really cool. And but I just don't know what word I would pick. And like, I don't know if I'd be happy with that word forever. But I guess that's like the really, really magical thing about tattoos. Someone said this to me once, a friend said this, but like, it, like, yeah, you might have regrets in the future, and it's totally valid to have regrets. But like, tattoos are kind of a collection of who you are throughout your years. Like, maybe not the piece itself, but kind of like the piece itself. Like, that piece represents what you liked in that moment in your life, in that stage in your life, or what you were most into and what you were most interested in, or what you most found beautiful, or what you just wanted on your body. At that moment in time, it holds memories like that, and it holds a lot of, even if the tattoo doesn't have a lot of meaning, it does, because it holds those sort of memories and like just everything like that. And I think it's a really beautiful concept, and I hope to not regret any of my tattoos. Not saying I won't, because I feel like, you know, that mindset easier said than implemented. But I really do hope that's true. So, yeah. Anyways, I want to talk more about tattoos and like things like that. I feel like I'm unqualified because I barely have one, but like they're very cool, and I'm getting a second one. I'm really excited. I hope it could be a second and a third, but I feel like I don't want to pay for a third, so yeah. All right.